Time to tell you about one of our great sponsors, Molly's Spirits. We had a chance to visit their location in Greenwood Village at I-25 in Arapahoe. Take the tour, visit with some of the staff. Man, that store is awesome. It is huge, 35,000 square feet of an amazing selection of beer, wine, and spirits. And like their motto says, it really is a land of adult beverage discovery. Of course, they have all your favorite selections, but they encourage you to broaden your horizons and try some of their unique selections that they offer. They have a sommelier to help with your wine choices and a cicerone for your beer selections. And while sometimes it can be tough at the other larger liquor stores to find somebody to help you, not the case at Molly's. They make sure they always have people standing by to assist you and answer any of your questions. We had a chance to walk around and look at the unique collaborations Molly's offers with up-and-coming Colorado breweries, wineries, and distilleries. We also discovered this cool option of building your own six-pack from all of the amazing beers Molly's has. This is even cooler. Select your favorite beers and get 25% off your six pack. There's so many special things about Molly's. There's the bonfire room that has so many unique beers you don't see anyplace else. There's the very popular ready to drink cocktails that are all ready to go, and aisles dedicated to Colorado beers, wines, and whiskey. So many ways to enjoy Molly's Spirits. Just head to one of their two locations, 44th and Harland, or where we were, their DTC location, next to Sprouts off of Arapahoe and I-25. Or, better yet, you can have them deliver right to your doorstep. Order at mollyspirits.com. mollyspirits.com. Their delivery area covers Denver and Greenwood Village and much of the surrounding area, and it only costs a flat fee of $5 with a minimum $29.99 order. Can't beat it. Molly's Spirits, a land of adult beverage discovery.
Episode of the Dave Logan Podcast with Julie Brownman. Dave shares his thoughts on lefties win at 50.
I got caught up in that yesterday and watched almost the entire round.
Dave and Julie compare and contrast Aaron Rodgers and Peyton Manning.
Surly, combative at times, difficult to get along with. It's either my way or no way.
What would it really take to get Aaron Rodgers on the Broncos? And is it worth it?
Drew Locke and Jerry Jeudy and Dalton Reisner and some draft picks?
Well, again, it gets back into that's what George Payton, if it gets to that point, that's what he gets paid for.
Is Julie on the outs like Kenny Mayne at ESPN?
Maybe Kenny could replace you just for like one podcast.
That's me.
And then when you, I mean, on the other hand, when you get, I don't know, Jennifer Aniston, then I will produce the podcast and just enjoy you guys.
And Julie goes to therapy with Dr. Dave.
I'd like me to say it out loud, and then I need some perspective because we've known each other a long time. You're like a big brother.
Yeah.
Not sure what happened here. So maybe we start a new segment called Julie's Issues.
All that and more on this episode of the Dave Logan Podcast.
This is the Dave Logan Podcast.
And welcome to the Dave Logan Podcast. Dave Logan and Julie Brownman. We are back at it. Podcast number 80. And we appreciate, again, I always like to say every week, we appreciate those of you that have downloaded this and are listening.
Maybe write a review or two. Some people write a review.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Pretty good. Because I know if they wrote a bad review, you would stalk them.
No, no, no. I would simply feel bad.
Would you feel bad?
And blame you.
That's not that far from the truth.
No. I mean, people are entitled to think what they want to and write what they want to. So it's all good.
Yeah. How you doing? It's so flipping beautiful.
Good. Finally, the weather is cleared here in Denver. We're taping this podcast on Monday, and it's an absolutely gorgeous day. Last week, not so much.
No.
Rain and wind most of the days, but beautiful today.
Since it's your since your name's on the podcast.
No, you had it right the first time.
You get to choose where we start. I'm going to throw out some topics, okay? We can start with phase three of OTAs. We can start with some Aaron Rodgers stuff. We can start
with Phil Mickelson?
Playoffs. We can start with Phil Mickelson.
Are you a golf fan?
No, but I'm a Phil Mickelson fan. Do you know why? I knew his sister in San Diego.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you like her?
Very much so. She looked like a female version of Phil, and she was very pretty. Just so you know.
Was that older sister or younger sister?
Tina, older. They also have a younger brother, and he played.
He caddied, right?
Yeah, he also played at USD, I think, or San Diego State.
What, baseball or golf?
Golf.
Okay. Well, his brother caddied.
Oh, okay.
His brother was on the bag yesterday.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I root for him. Just
no, so listen, I got caught up in that yesterday and watched almost the entire round. And it was, I kept thinking early in the round, you know, he's doing his best to try to give this thing away. And yeah, nobody really was there to step up and say, okay, if you're going to play like this early, because he started one stroke ahead, right? But nobody really took advantage of that. And Koepka in particular, he double bogeyed the par five in the front nine, which you just can't do. But when Phil Mickelson holed out from the bunker for the birdie, and I said, you know, this joker is going
to
win this thing. I
mean, that was just incredible. Hey,
dog. Yep. And she looked at me and said, you know what, boss? I think so too. No, but I was really happy. You know, oldest player ever to win a major, 50 years of age. Longest time in between winning the same major twice. He won the PGA back in 05, and this is 21. And he just fended off everybody down the stretch. But I will say this, nobody really made a significant push at him, right? And his short game is so good that, I mean, he saved himself numerous strokes. Whenever he would get himself in trouble, his chipping game is, if not the best on the tour, certainly one of the two or three best.
What do you think Tiger Woods, who you know is watching, what do you think he was thinking? Do you think he roots for Phil?
Yeah, I think they've sort of graduated into the kind of relationship that they have respect for each other and admire each other. It used to be, that used to be a bit contentious between Tiger and Phil, right? But I think both of them are older. I mean, Tiger's in his late 40s. Phil, obviously, is 50. I mean, Phil's been the second best player in the world in this past 20 years of time, and Tiger's been the best. So, yeah, and Tiger had a nice tweet after the round. And but Phil Mickelson is a guy that, I mean, you could tell from the crowd, he's a guy that people like, and I think they respect him. And the fact that he's 50 and he's out there competing against dudes that are in their 20s. And
he's easy to root for. He's kind of funny.
Yeah,
he's like
he's self-deprecating.
It's not, some of those golfers walk around and you think you can't relate. It seems like you can't relate to those guys, but he seems very relatable.
I'll tell you what, I've never seen, even in Tiger's day, I've seen as big a crowd and a crowd reacting that way, but they came very close to losing almost complete control of that crowd on 18.
Wow.
And I mean, when he hits his second shot on 18, and it was a beauty, and you knew as soon as that thing landed and rolled, the tournament was his because he could two putt from there. I mean, he had two fans that ran up and like grabbed him and literally grabbed him around the shoulder, and he kind of, you know, shucked him off as he's walking. And I'm thinking, where is the security here? I mean, it's one thing you want, you know, fans get as close as they can, but they're supposed to be security. You're not supposed to allow guys to get that close to the player. In fact, Koepka, who had knee surgery, he said his leg got jostled and tweaked it a little bit. So it was, I mean, it was cool, but it was close to being like, uh-oh, something could really go bad here.
Like on the vein of Phil Mickelson, because he is so, you think he's relatable. You think that he's not an average guy, but kind of funny guy. What other athlete out there is easy to root for if you have no affiliation?
Peyton Manning.
He's that guy.
I think Peyton would be, I think Peyton, even though, I mean, he played primarily with the Colts and then, of course, the 4 years here in Denver. Mm-hmm. But very few people that I've ever heard, football fans, don't like Peyton. Right. And he has sort of transcended his playing career now with his commercials and, you know, his funny stuff on Saturday Night Live. And he's a master at self-deprecation, which I think people like.
Right.
He makes himself, you know, sort of come across as just an everyday guy, which I can appreciate. So Peyton would come to mind.
How do you think Aaron Rodgers comes across?
Surly. combative at times, difficult to get along with. It's either my way or no way. Really talented. But those comments, I think, would be from people that simply on the outside view him. I mean, I've talked to a couple of guys that have played with Aaron Rodgers that love the guy. Just said the guy's the best teammate, does everything for, I mean, he includes everybody. He's one of those guys. I mean, listen, Peyton Manning, when he was in the locker room, by all accounts, could be really tough on his teammates.
Oh, yeah. I've heard he'd be a jerk.
I mean, right? Call out the offensive coordinator in a meeting, make him stand up and explain. I mean, there are very few guys in the history of the league that could ever get away with that type stuff.
He's Would you like a Aaron Rodgers update? Doot, 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 doot. That's my update sound.
Yeah. That's not really worth a damn, but...
Well, let's make an update sound.
Let's work on that. Well, you're sort of the update sound person. Let's work on that for next week. Okay. Let's be better.
So, as you know, he's never missed a voluntary workout in his career. He continues to miss the workouts. Again, they're doing their phase three today.
Yep.
We tape on Monday. He's not going to be there. Their mandatory minicamp kicks off on June 8th. That's when he'll start he will get fined.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to be there either.
Well... I'm
going to start throwing money in there.
I'm going to stick with what I said when this whole thing first sort of broke, and I have no reason, based on people I've talked to walk this thing back. I think the month of May, which we're still in, the Packers will do everything they can to court Aaron Rodgers, including, and I said this last week, I was told by a source that I trust that the Packers would be willing to give him a four-year extension for $180 million, all guaranteed. Now, that hasn't been reported, but I've been told that, again, by somebody that I do trust. I've also been told that Aaron Rodgers, it's not money. This is not about money. First of all, Aaron Rodgers has enough money right now to live comfortably the rest of his life. And should he have kids, which now the story is that he's got a pregnant fiance, but his family and his family's family, and you could just go down generations with that kind of money. So it's not really about money. But I think they've got, you know, once they get past June 2nd and the salary cap hit is mitigated some, if the Packers come to the conclusion, based on what Aaron Rodgers and his agent are telling them, that I don't care what you do or say, I'm not coming back. They have to get to that. And I think they're not there yet. I think the Packers are saying, yeah, I know he's pissed, and we probably should have done things a little bit differently, and so we're gonna apologize for that, and we're going to throw a bunch of money at him, and we think he can come back, and we give him the best opportunity to win a Super Bowl. They've been in the NFC Championship game the last 2 years, la, 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 la. And so they're not there yet. But if and when the Packers get to the point where they sit in a room and they grab their heads individually and sort of look at each other with that blank stare that we've all had from time to time when it just turns into a shit show. And you're like, okay, so what are we going to do? At that point, then I think somebody in that room will say, we got to move him. We got to get what we can now. And when that happens, if that happens, I think the Broncos are the top team to engage with.
There's been a lot of chatter in the proposed deals, or what might be a proposed deal, of Bradley Chubb. Is his injury and coming off of surgery going to be a concern in that?
Well, anytime you have an injury that keeps you out the last couple of games of a season, and then you have a subsequent surgery on that body part, I don't know, 6 months later, it would be concerning for me. The other thing that tells me that Chubb will not be part of this deal is his contract.
Okay.
Right? I mean, he's got this year, Chubb will be at $4 some million, which is fine. Next year, he's at $12 million. And that's the last year of his deal. So to me, I think the Packers probably look for contracts of good, young players that are on their rookie contract that they therefore can control for X number of years. I've heard the name Jerry Jeudy being mentioned. Dalton Reisner has been mentioned. Mm-hmm. Both two good young players. Reisner coming off an injury-plagued season last year. He played through it with the shoulder. But by all accounts, Dalton Reisner is a good young player. Jeudy had way too many drops. But Jerry Jeudy's stock is still high in the league. I mean, there's still lots of people that think Jerry Jeudy has a tremendous upside. And I would be one of them.
Drew Lock and Jerry Jeudy and Dalton Reisner and some draft picks?
Well, again, it gets back into that's what George Payton, if it gets to that point, that's what he gets paid for. Right? George Payton has to be able to negotiate. And if the Packers open the door, you know, it's going to be costly to get him. But then you have to decide, what are you willing to part with? You know, I would not be overly concerned about the three number ones. I really wouldn't. Because you're getting a guy, I mean, there's no indication. He hasn't dropped off at all in terms of his talent. So let's just say that there are three number ones involved in the deal with whatever player or players. If I get Drew Lock and I'm George Payton, then I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to be drafting below 22 in the first round for those three draft choices. And even though I hate to give up a late first round draft choice, it's not the same as giving up like the ninth pick in the draft or the fifth pick in the draft. I mean, if you get Aaron Rodgers, you're saying, hey, we're going to compete for a Super Bowl and certainly a deep run in the playoffs every single year he's here. Because if you really don't believe that, and I have no indication the Broncos don't, but if they don't, why would they ever make the deal? You'd never make that deal.
Right, to give up that much. By the way, Aaron Rodgers is supposed to be on Kenny Mayne's last show on
tonight.
SportsCenter tonight.
Yeah.
I doubt he's going to say anything that of substance.
No.
Right?
Well, and Marshawn Lynch is going to be on the show as well.
Yeah, I like Kenny Mayne.
I think Kenny Mayne, honestly, was one of my favorites at ESPN. And yeah. they couldn't come to an agreement with the contract. Kenny Mayne put it out there that they asked for a 61% reduction in salary and only a 24% reduction in work hours. So just another indication, really, that, I mean, things are changing in radio and TV and the years of those high paid anchors. I mean, those years, those are in the past.
He'll land on his feet, but
I don't know what he'll do. He's from Seattle. I don't know if he lives in Seattle. When he's not working, but Kenny Mayne was a pretty good football player in college, played quarterback, and I can't see Kenny Mayne all of a sudden being a local sports guy.
Mm-mm.
But
he'll have his own podcast, Dave.
Maybe
like you do.
Maybe, or maybe we should just get him on.
Okay,
you know what I mean.
I feel like I'm back.
Maybe
to my
Kenny could
days.
Replace you just for like one podcast.
That's mean.
And then when you, I mean, on the other hand, when you get, I don't know, Jennifer Aniston,
yes,
then I will produce the podcast and just enjoy you guys bantering back and forth about whatever it is that 50-year-old women talk about.
A lot, probably you guys. Getting back to phase three of Broncos voluntary workouts starts today. More and more guys are showing up. There's only 9 players that are not there. But these are a couple interesting names.
Yep.
I'm not going to say I love the names. Melvin Gordon's not there, and Kyle Fuller's not there.
Dalton Reisner's reported has COVID.
Right.
Reisner's not there.
After his first vaccination shot.
That is correct.
Crazy.
Yep. That is correct.
I'm not sure I love these two players not participating.
What I was told was that everybody that is not there, mm-hmm. the 9 players, none of those 9 were not there because of them basically boycotting at the behest of the NFLPA. So they all had either family reasons or reasons enough that the Broncos said, we understand.
Kyle Fuller was quoted by Mike Kliss saying he decided not to participate in the OTAs. I don't know why. It's voluntary. Is that a good excuse?
Yeah. To me, and I've said this before, that's the advice given by the NFLPA. Mm-hmm. And as a former player and a guy who, you know, we went through a couple of strikes with the players went on strike in 82, missed 9 games. We had guys that, you know, we had to help financially because, I mean, a lot of NFL guys, and back then you weren't making that much money anyway, but a lot of NFL guys back in the day would live paycheck to paycheck, like a lot of Americans do. So all of a sudden, when the paychecks stop, you got a hard time and you want to cross the picket line and go in. So I understand that. But the NFLPA to me, and D'Amore Smith in particular, the president, owes, at the very least, an explanation to all these players about how they can suggest they don't go in for voluntary workouts, and then when there's an injury sustained on their own, and they lose, in Juwan James' case, $10 million, and in Deshaun Hamilton's case, over $3 million, and get cut by their team, the NFLPA is nowhere to be found. Why would D'Amore Smith not have had some sort of insurance policy, a big umbrella policy, for every single player that worked out on his own, and unfortunately, something happened to him? I mean, that makes no sense. That is dereliction of duty in my mind, and I think D'Amore Smith needs to go. I mean, I really do. I think it's I understand the advice initially because it's a leverage play by the association. They've already negotiated. They've already signed the CBA. So D'Amore Smith and his people that lead the union already gave that away, the voluntary workout thing. It's the CBA is already signed. So now you suggest, well, don't go in because it's voluntary. What do you accomplish? What do you accomplish by doing that? What, you know, you're trying to gain leverage in other areas. So the league comes back and says, okay, what do we have to do to make sure that guys come in during our voluntary workouts? Because they have to call them voluntary. Right. So I get it as a player, right? I mean, D'Amore Smith's big thing was, you know, they shouldn't be able to tell you, you know, what you do and when you do it and where you do it, and they own you. To a certain degree, I understand that. But you negotiated that away in the CBA. Go talk to Juwan James and go talk to Deshaun Hamilton. It's bad business what the NFLPA did. And, you know, I think they have to. I think he, being the top guy, I think he has to answer for it.
You know, I just didn't love so Melvin Gordon is coming off a year where he had a DUI, right? Kyle Fuller is a new player. I don't know. I just feel like that's not the greatest look. Not that people might remember.
No, I agree. I mean, I think all the coaches want you there, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I get it. I mean, the Fuller thing, I wasn't aware that was his statement. I mean, initially when I saw that this morning, we talked about it. All nine had various reasons that the Broncos, I mean, the Broncos, they don't even go out and say, hey, officially OTAs start today. This is phase three, right? But they're not, they don't publicly put out there, this is voluntary as opposed to mandatory. My idea on that is because if they put it out that it's mandatory, you have way too many questions from dummies like me in the media about, well, if this is mandatory, okay, what are you going to do with Kyle Fuller? Are you going to fine him? The organizations would rather not have to answer all that, and I get that.
Yeah.
But if I'm Kyle Fuller, I think I would have been there today.
Before we take a break and talk about the Nuggets, just one storyline for this phase three, because there are new faces, right? Is it, obviously it's probably Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater.
Well, I mean, the quarterback position is always big. George Payton, since he became the GM of the team, has changed out. Of the 90 guys that were under contract, he's changed out like 27 or 8. So over 30% of the team is different.
31%.
That happens. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the quarterback position is obviously a big one because that's the one, I mean, that's the most critical position for any team. And it's even more critical for this team because they feel like they've got everything else in place. They've got a roster that is a playoff roster. All they have to do is get a guy that cannot turn the ball over and be a good quarterback. So I'm not sure. I mean, I'm optimistic about Denver. I'm not sure I'm in agreement that I look at this roster and I say they're a quarterback away from being a Super Bowl contender. I have to see, you know, I've got to see better play out of them in variety of areas. Now, there are people that say, hey, if you bring Aaron Rodgers here, he's going to make everybody better. And I completely buy into that. I do. But let's just say that doesn't happen. Let's just say it's Drew Lock. I mean, everybody, it's not just Drew Lock. Everybody's going to have to play better than they've played the last couple of years.
Yeah, significantly better. Okay, when we come back, we're going to do a quick touch on the Avs and Nuggets playoffs. And I need your male perspective on the male species.
Wait. Male perspective on the male species?
Mm-hmm. I don't understand you people.
What the hell kind of podcast is this?
It's your podcast. The Dave Logan Podcast can be found at iHeart, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, and wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Remember to download, and if you like what you hear, share with your friends and subscribe. Remember, you can log on to our website, thedavelogandpodcast.com. Go to the contact tab to ask us questions. We'll read them on the podcast. Most every question is fair game. Just keep it classy. It's thedavelogandpodcast.com, or you can send your question directly to us on Twitter at Dave Logan Pod or at Julie Brauman.
If you're interested in saving money, man, now is a great time. American Financing is giving you a significant opportunity to save tons of money on your mortgage if you own a home. And there's nothing wrong with saving money, right? Rates remain near historic lows, and that can reduce your monthly payments by hundreds of dollars, maybe even $1,000 a month. Stop and think about what you could do with an extra grand in your pocket every month. So many options, right? So why not do something about it and make that happen? I've been talking about American Financing for the past 5 years. Call them today, 303-695-7000. Again, 303-695-7000. You can find them online at AmericanFinancing.net. You'll get a free mortgage review and also then let them take a look at your current loan to see if they can offer you something better that will start immediately saving you money. And if you have outstanding debt like credit card or personal loans, why not let them review that as well? They are experts in this. Their loan experts can customize a new loan to save you maybe up to $1,000 a month. And we know you have a choice of which mortgage company to go with. And I know personally there's so many reasons to go with American Financing. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau with over 5,500 Google reviews. There are also never any upfront fees, unlike some lenders are going to charge you $500 a month simply to pre-qualify. American Financing makes it as convenient for you as possible with evening and weekend hours to meet your schedule, and they work hard to create custom loans designed around your needs. So give them a call today, 303-695-7000, or find them online at AmericanFinancing.net. You'll be glad you did.
NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Lots of moving parts in today's world for sure, but one thing you can always count on is a great tasting cup of Boyer's Coffee. I love it. Boyer's Coffee continues to be the legendary Rocky Mountain Roaster, where coffee is roasted daily and delivered fresh weekly to your local grocery store. Wondering what the difference is in Boyer's Coffee than the other brands? Roasting at our altitude here in Denver gives Boyer's Coffee a special advantage where they're able to roast coffee at a lower temperature, so it makes the coffee smoother than any coffee you're going to get at lower altitudes. And as baseball season gets underway, we just want to remind you that Boyer's Coffee is the proud coffee partner of the Colorado Rockies. So if you're lucky enough to go see the Rockies in person, you can enjoy a cup of freshly roasted Boyer's Coffee as you're sitting in your seats at Coors Field. And finally, a couple of promotions to tell you about at their food truck at 73rd and Washington. All final Fridays of the month are buy one, get one free coffee drinks. How about that? And the Memorial Day sale on the 31st, it's buy more, save more on bagged coffee. Boyer's Coffee, the legendary Rocky Mountain Roaster. Enjoy a cup today. And welcome back to Dave Logan Podcast. Dave Logan and Julie Brauman.
So we're going to hit quickly on the playoffs because, you know, it just changes day in and day out. So like today, the Nuggets are playing game two.
Right.
With Portland. They lost game number one, 123-109. Carmelo Anthony, 18 points, was booed. Do you have an issue with the people that were booing him?
No. Not really.
If you were there, would you have booed him?
No.
Nobody was watching you?
No. Okay. But I watched that whole game. I mean, first and foremost, without Jamal Murray, Portland's favored in the series. Portland going into the series was a $130 favorite. And in the first game of the series, the line was pick. And I'm thinking, wait, Denver finished as the third seed. They're playing the sixth seed Trailblazers.
At home.
And they have the home court advantage. Mm-hmm. And Portland is favored. They're a $130 favorite in the series. And the first game at home is a pick. I said, this is the setup of all setup because a friend of mine was going to wait. I said, be careful with Denver tonight. I mean, I just think.
Was that you? Were you your friend?
No, I did not bet the game.
Okay.
Now, the line tonight is Denver minus 1.5. I will say this. I think the Nuggets can win, but that line is problematic to me because it looks to me like they're begging you to bet the Nuggets. And that would be the easy thing to do. So for the Nuggets to win tonight, and I thought it was interesting coaching strategy by Terry Stotts. I mean, Portland decided to play Jokic just single coverage, just playing with one defender. And so, and by doing that, and everybody else staying home, then you take away a little bit of Jokic's ability to pass the ball, especially out of double teams, right? He's the best passing big man in the NBA currently, and he's probably one of the three or four best passing big men that I've ever seen. But pretty smart by Stotts. So now what is Mike Malone, you know, what sort of adjustment does he make? You got to get more out of your guards. Denver didn't get anything out of their guard play. Portland's better in the backcourt than Denver is. But a guy like Michael Porter, a guy like Aaron Gordon, a guy like Monte Morse, these guys have to, they got to come to the party because Jokic by his numbers had a good enough game and they lost by 14. So I'm going to say the Nuggets win, but I am worried about the series and I'm even a bit worried about tonight's game.
You feel much better about the Avalanche chances in their playoff series, obviously beating St. Louis 4-0.
Yep.
I think their first series sweep since 2001. They wait for the Minnesota-Vegas winner, which it looks like it's probably going to be Vegas. Best thing about this is they get what you always love in the playoffs. You get a chance to rest a little bit, not like the Blues series tax them, but you'd rather take that, I think, than go to like, you know, a game seven and then have to turn around and have to play another series.
I suppose.
Oh, you don't like this?
I think you're right. There is something to be said in my book about when you're playing good, I want to keep playing. What I don't want to do is take off like 5 days.
Well, like the Rockies.
And way so, back in the day. Yeah. And I think Vegas is going to win the series. As you said, Minnesota won the first game, and then Vegas has won the last three games. Vegas is a really talented and very big hockey team. And so if it's the matchup between the Avs and the Golden Knights, I mean, I think there's a, you know, I'm not going out on a limb here, but I think there's a pretty good chance the winner of that wins it all. Mm-hmm. It's too bad that we have to see that in the second round of the playoffs. But the Avs have been so impressive to me, just amazingly fast team on skates. And it's not just a couple of guys. They've got guys that, I mean, in football, you'd say they've got guys that can really run. Well, they're not really running on ice. They got guys that can skate. I mean, really skate. So they put so much pressure on a defense because of that speed. And then they've got, you know, they've got superstar players, two or three of them that just, you know, are snipers and know how to score.
And getting really good goaltending, which I'm actually...
Grubauer has been much better than people, I think, have expected. But he had a very good year. I mean, yeah. Grubauer was good all year long.
But I'm not sure we all expected that the answer was going to be Grubauer.
No.
So I've been pleasantly surprised.
No, Philip Grubauer didn't know the answer was going to be Philip Grubauer.
Your hockey name would be, well, Logues pretty much works, but it's usually like EY. Like I'd be
Browsy. They do have a lot of nicknames.
Yeah. Logie. I like Logues better.
You'd be Browsy. Jay Brow.
Yeah.
You know, Jay Brow, great on defense, excellent defensive forward. And his ability to score. I mean, a little bit.
Okay, before we go, I feel like I had something odd happen to me.
Is this you're looking for a male point of view?
Yeah.
So is this something, okay, because this, you're catching me completely off guard on this, just to be transparent with those who are listening?
Yeah, so we talk a lot. It's called the Dave Logan Podcast.
Is this a bad story?
I just don't understand this story. And so I'd need to say it out loud. And then I need some perspective because we've known each other a long time. You're like a big brother.
Yeah.
Not sure what happened here. So maybe we start a new segment called Julie's Issues.
Wow. How long is this podcast going to be?
It's going to be for a while.
Wow.
Okay. So
the debut of Julie's Issues. All right, go ahead.
So I was set up.
On a date?
Yeah. Well, yeah. What else?
Well, you could be set up. You could be set up to make it look like you robbed a bank, right? I was set up. That there are different ways to set people up.
I was set up on a date.
Okay.
Okay.
First of all, let me, and then I'm going to let you go. I mean, I'm going to let you talk. So were you set up by somebody, a friend, somebody that you trust?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
So, and I'm telling you this because you've been out of the dating game for so long. I want to bring you into it a little bit, but I also need your male perspective on this. Okay. Because my girlfriends are just like,
did Bob Eubanks host the dating game?
Yeah, I did.
You sure?
I think so.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Was that the Newlywed? I don't know.
I think Bob Eubanks was the Newlywed game.
Okay. We go out on one date. It's a lunch date. Date goes fine. Good conversation, right? Like, fun, laughs, whatever.
Okay.
Get home.
Is this a guy?
Yeah, it's a guy.
Okay. 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 Sorry. Jeez. Didn't mean to upset you. Go ahead. So you go on a date. The date was good. Lunch date.
Lunch date.
Yep.
Okay. Get And he's like, do you want to go out again? I said, sure. I'll go out again. We'll go out this weekend.
So it was an okay date.
Yeah.
All right,
get home. So I get a text. This is where I need your attention, Dave.
Yeah.
The text said, had a great time on the date. Do you mind if I send you a shirtless selfie of myself? I really like try and keep in shape. I don't have a dad bod. I work out a lot.
Okay.
So I said,
I'm starting to form an opinion.
Okay.
First of all, do I know this guy?
No.
Okay.
Okay. So I said,
is this guy in our business?
No.
Okay.
So I said, well, sure, but just know I'm not going to send you anything back. I'm kind of old fashioned, you know, when it comes to that.
Because like, you didn't want a picture of you not in a, you wouldn't have a dad bod. What do women have? What's the equivalent for women of a dad bod for men?
A gut. Like.
A gut?
He's saying he doesn't have a gut, a dad bod.
He said he didn't have a dad bod. Right. In other words, he's in good shape.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
So he asked you if he can send you a picture.
It was a tasteful shirtless selfie. That was quotes.
Okay.
Tasteful shirtless.
Bit of an oxymoron, but go ahead.
Okay. So I said, yeah, but I mean, I'm not sending anything back and, you know, whatever. So I get this back, Dave, and it is most of the body. Naked.
So it was not a shirtless selfie?
He was shirtless, but then it went farther down.
So he had his junk in the picture?
The top.
The top of the junk?
The top of the junk.
Okay.
So my what goes through the male brain to think that that's okay to send after a lunch date?
Oh man, is this a loaded question? I mean, at least right now, I'm
right
a little bit of a therapist for you. Just a little bit.
I guess. I just don't understand.
I just have to decide an hourly wage. what was your question? What goes through a man's mind
when you send somebody?
So am I just being perfectly honest about this?
Yes.
He's trying to get with you. I mean, what do you mean? What goes through a guy's mind?
Yeah, but nobody does that after one day.
I didn't say there were, you know, the majority of people that I know after a lunch date would say, "Hey, you mind if I send you a tasteful shirtless selfie?" I mean, no, I don't have friends. I've never done that in my life, right? But I don't have. But I mean, how old is this guy?
54.
Okay, so I'm a little bit older than he is, and. No, I mean, it's pretty obvious what he's trying to do. He's trying to entice. Was he in shape?
Yes.
Okay. He's trying to entice. Here you go. And I think the rate that I've come to is $110 an hour. He's trying to entice you. Mm-hmm. Like he's hoping you look at the picture and go, wow, that's a pretty good shape.
No, yeah.
And then he probably followed up with what did you think? Or, so how about lunch on Thursday? Or, I mean, he probably responded to you. Did you respond to his picture?
I said, wow. And then that's all I sent back.
Well, then, hello. You're playing in the game.
Well, what was
You're in the game.
Yeah, but then he sent back, and then we're going to stop talking about this because it's getting creepy.
I can see through the Zoom thing, you're flushed a little, but yeah, go ahead.
I said, wow. He sent something back. He said, I can't wait till your hands rub all over my body.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And then I ended it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then I think I didn't know that, but I think what I said was true. He was obviously trying to get with you. Mm-hmm. You, now, I will say this in his defense, right? You, when he asked you, can I send you a tasteful shirtless selfie? If you really didn't want that, then my suggestion would have been, nah, that's okay, smiley face. And then that would have ended that, right? And after he sent the tasteful shirtless selfie, for you to respond, wow is not a negative term on that picture. Wow is like, wow, look at you. That, I mean, I can see how he would have been encouraged with your response.
I just didn't want to be mean.
You little tease.
I don't want to do this anymore.
No, I think we make this a segment. In fact, for those of you listening to the podcast, feel free to write in this week. Email us, please. Do you not agree with me that we should have this segment mm-hmm. whenever necessary to help you get through your dating life at 50 plus?
The DaveLoganPodcast.com.
Yes.
Why'd you have to add the 50 plus?
Well, how old are you?
51.
Then where I went to school, University of Colorado, okay. That's 50 plus.
Okay. So we're going to wrap this up.
Do you want me to call the guy? You want me to text him?
Do you want to call the guy?
Sure. I mean, I could just say, hey, dude.
No,
I'm not going to chastise him. You open the door. I mean, I don't think it's weird that he would send you the request mm-hmm. after a lunch date. Mm-hmm. I mean, was this just a normal lunch date? Did you guys
it wasn't like we were
play handsy
club.
And footy?
No.
Footy, you know, did you guys kiss? Oh, that's a yes. Okay.
Now I'm getting uncomfortable.
Okay. Well, okay. No, God, I don't want you uncomfortable because if I make you uncomfortable on my podcast, somebody will be picketing outside where I work. Spanish.
Never mind. I thought this might be a good segment.
No, I think it's going to be great. In fact, I'm going to look forward to next week's segment.
Okay. I'll see you next week.
Au revoir. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is pulling you in the center of the action with endless ways to make it rain this week. Sports betting has never been this convenient. With DraftKings Sportsbook, you can bet from anywhere the app is available. And if you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new players a deposit bonus of up to $1,000 when signing up using promo code Logan, my last name. DraftKings Sportsbook has endless ways for you to bet, from live betting to betting on your favorite players. They really do it all. Check out the DraftKings Sportsbook app every day this week to cash in on their daily odds boosts. New boosts are posted every single day for all the biggest sporting events. DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure. It's really easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money whenever you want to. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code Logan, L-O-G-A-N, when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code Logan to get a deposit bonus of up to $1,000 for a limited time. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.